The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
This is your source for breaking news
and what to make of it all.
This is the Mike Gallagher Show.
This challenge is to LeBron James. I want you to double that reward because I know you care about law enforcement.
Anyone who is an influencer in society has an obligation to support law and order.
The activists who were here chanting, "We hope they die," those activists, they don't represent our community. They represent the worst in humanity.
Now, from the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike Gallagher.
I'm so grateful for clarity, and we're getting a lot of clear-eyed thinking in America right now. There was an editorial in the New York Post I want to share with you. Last night, if you watched cable news, you didn't see a whole lot of coverage of the assassination attempt of the two police officers, the deputies, in Los Angeles County. You didn't see a lot of that on CNN or MSNBC or ABC, CBS, NBC. Of course, there was a lot of it on Fox News. And it's funny how the left-leaning media objects to any correlation between anti-police rhetoric in America and what those two young rookie deputies experienced over the weekend in Compton. I can't even stomach playing the clip. I probably should. Derek and I talked about it earlier today. I probably should play the clip of Chris Cuomo suggesting we don't really know what the motive was for the shooter who tried to assassinate these two cops. Just like I suppose we don't know the motive of the guy, the activist who assassinated the officers in Dallas, Texas, back in 2016. Remember that in downtown Dallas? The video will haunt me for the rest of my life, watching a police officer in Dallas trying to get around a big, giant pillar in a building to try to escape the shooter, and he couldn't escape, and he got mowed down. And there were multiple officers assassinated, just like the two officers in New York City, Wen Zhen Liu and Officer Ramos. Remember that? Sitting in their cruiser too, minding their own business, and they were assassinated. And Chris Cuomo evidently on CNN said last night, we can't rush to judgment here. Let's not connect the anti-police rhetoric to the assault on police officers in America. Well, here's the clarity that I'm so grateful for from the New York Post. Headline, enough. Start saying no to the deadly nonsense protesters push about the police. A man walks up to a Los Angeles County squad car sitting at a rail station in Compton about 7 p.m. and shoots both officers inside, out of the blue. Some witnesses celebrate, with one shouting, "No justice, no peace," as one cop struggles to stand. You see, I don't think a lot of people realize this. There's video, there's cell phone video of monsters laughing at the officers both being shot in the face right when it happened. We know about the violent activists who went to the hospital, I guess to enter the hospital and finish the job? I don't know. I don't know why you'd go to a hospital where a deputy is fighting for his life or her life, what the protest would be. We heard them. Oink, oink. I hope the effers die. Ha, ha. I hope the bee dies. That's what the activists were saying outside the hospital in Los Angeles. But I don't know that a lot of people realize there were witnesses to the actual assassination attempt that were laughing and joking and mocking the deputies as they were covered in blood trying to stand outside their patrol car. The New York Post asks, will the national protest, quote-unquote, movement wake up after Saturday's insanity? Happily, the two officers are now expected to recover. But the incident shows that all the protests about police abuse have been given license to extremists of many stripes, including those who believe every cop deserves to die. The New York Post goes on to talk about something called the ACAB crap. Have you heard of ACAB? That's a movement. That's a protest movement in America. Look it up. I'll break it down for you here in just a couple of minutes. ACAB stands for All Cops Are Bad. The New York Post has the wherewithal, its post editorial or its editorial board for the New York Post has the wherewithal to point out that it follows logically enough from the ACAB nonsense. Though even then, how it excuses endangering other people by blocking the ER entrance. Equally noxious and idiotic, they say, are the revolutionary scrawlings of New York City's own Little Red Riding Hood, Clara Kraber, whose parents own a $1.8 million Upper East Side co-op with River Views, planned for the movement to take over other empty luxury apartments in New York for wealth redistribution, according to notes seized following her arrest for rioting during a Black Lives Matter protest in Manhattan. The 20-year-old's revolutionary strategy, citing no less than Joseph Stalin, one of history's worst mass murderers, and Leon Trotsky, involved using bricks on roofs as weapons to defend the seized apartments. Now, she's out on bail, young Clara, holed up at her family's second home, a four-bedroom farmhouse on 7 acres in Connecticut. Meanwhile, the editorial says, less privileged New Yorkers are suffering a surge in shootings as anti-police bombast and policing restrictions imposed by politicians eager to appease the mobs takes its toll. Yet the extremism doesn't have to get violent to be outright idiotic. Christopher Marino, a Westchester County high school teacher, handed out a cartoon panel on the first day of class meant to bolster the Black Lives Matter movement. It compared today's police officers to slave owners and the Ku Klux Klan. He's not alone. All cops are bad. And by the way, that's the polite translation of ACAB, because they work for a system that thrives off the oppression of good of marginalized communities. Asking what about the good cops is like asking what about the good slave masters, the Abolition Park website declares. That group co-sponsored the protest where little Clara, little rich Clara, the 20-year-old with the two homes and her crew, rioted. The New York Post says this as succinctly as needs to be said, and I echo it 1,000%. As long as our leaders refuse to condemn the hate and violence of this rhetoric, the movement will keep tossing up even more ignorant, lunatic extremism. I appreciate the clarity of the New York Post editorial. We're going to post it at MikeOnline.com so you can read it in its entirety. Welcome in. We got some good things to share with you. It's Tuesday. I had a reckoning yesterday, and I saw the light over the NFL. A number of you showed me the error of my ways. No more NFL for me, as last night 15 members of the New York Giants football team took a knee, disrespecting our flag, our anthem, our country. We're going to give you an update on that. I hope you join us here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Our number, 1-800-655-MIKE. Eric Hansen, my director of operations, is annoyed because too many people are leaving voicemails. Not enough people want to come on. So press 1 to come on air because I want your voice live, not just on Memorex, not just on tape, not just on voicemail, but however you want to join us. 1-800-655-6453. Welcome in to this Tuesday episode of the Mike Gallagher Show.
Just one tiny comment. I think this attack and all the attacks need to be referred to as terrorists and nothing else. This is no kind of protest, and call it what it is.
This is Tom. I live in Chicago. I actually drive the streets of every neighborhood in the city of Chicago for the local utility company. And every time I see police officers, I make it a point to pull over and tell them that America has their back and America supports them. And I'll tell you, they are very appreciative. A lot of the young officers actually smile.
That's a very important message right now, and America's police officers do appreciate that kind of support. They do. They are thankful to know that Americans, just like the cops have our back, we got to have their back too. It's why Gallagher's Heroes exists, the Mike Gallagher Show Charitable Foundation. It's the Fallen Officer Fund. We assist the families of officers who have lost their lives in the line of duty, like the deputy in Hendersonville, North Carolina last week. I told Joe Piscopo this morning, I talked to the great Joe Piscopo twice a week before my show on AM 970, The Answer in New York. And I mentioned to Joe that I heard that Chris Cuomo last night on CNN was trying to deny that there could be any connection between the anti-police rhetoric that, we hear every hour of every day in places like New York and Los Angeles and Portland and Seattle. Chris Cuomo, I heard, said, no. It's just probably somebody with a mental health problem. We don't know why that shooter tried to assassinate those two cops. And I know it's hard to stomach because this guy, honestly, is one of the worst. He was caught on tape, evidently, coaching Michael Cohen over what Cohen is supposed to say to, I mean, even the guy at the Washington Post, the media guy, called Cuomo out saying this guy's behavior is so unprofessional and so despicable. They've lost their minds at CNN. And literally, if you don't think they've lost their mind, you want to challenge that? Here's Chris Cuomo last night after the attempted assassination of two rookie deputies in Compton, California.
And then the gunman, still on the loose, you'll see him, he walks up, shoots directly into the window before running off. It is incredible he failed to kill either of those deputies. The extent of what we know, that's it. I just showed it to you. Anyone who says they know why this happened is pushing an agenda because we don't know anything other than what you just saw. And there are a lot of crazy people. I know we don't like that word with mental health awareness, and I'm all about that, but you know what? That guy either has a bad mind, a bad soul, or a bad brain, or a combination of all of them.
Anybody who says they know why it happened is pushing an agenda, says one of the biggest propagandists on a network with one of the biggest agendas in the history of television. Honestly, these clowns are beyond satire. Beyond satire. Richard, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. Hey, Richard.
Hi. Oh, man. Two things I was listening to you I'd like to just say real quickly. Sure. Number one, I'm glad you're back with us. I was so depressed yesterday when you understood BLM. I had to turn it off. I wasn't going to, but I had to come back.
When I what? When I did what? Understood BLM. What does that mean?
You said the NFL, and you said you get what BLM stands for. And it's like, oh, no, I don't get what BLM stands
for. No, I didn't say. Why do people hear? I love you. You got to bear with me here for 2 seconds. I admitted yesterday I watched. I admitted yesterday I watched 15 minutes of football. And you know what? I was so wrong in having done so, especially after last night, and I'm going to address that in just a moment. I didn't say anything about I understand BLM and all. I didn't say any of that. I said I watch football. Okay.
I know.
So
I
you must.
You.
I mean,
the way it was said.
Maybe so. And maybe I said it wrong. I mean, I don't know. I mean, I I've talked all year about understanding police reform and understanding vetting and all that. I watched some football, and guess what? Listeners called me out for it, and I was right to be called out. I shouldn't. Guess what? If they can knee during the national anthem, I can be sure I turned the TV off. So sorry about that.
Forgive me.
That's okay.
I love you. Okay. So
love you too.
The other thing. The video that you can see where he runs up and shoots the officers, you know, the person that released that didn't vet it with anybody, and now they're going to fire him for it because they can't cover up. It's a dark-skinned man, and they can't do anything about it. Now, before you would say, oh, you know, it's probably one of those BLM guys, they'd call you a racist, but now the video shows it right there, and they can't do anything about it.
Wow. So like I didn't hear about anything about the video being released. I know that there were videos that were released that showed people laughing at the moment right after the two deputies were shot. And I mean, that's this editorial here that we've posted at MikeOnline.com, the New York Post, pointing out within seconds of the shooting, as the deputies are struggling to stand, one of them shot in the forehead. The young woman was shot through the jaw. And they played the video last night, the audio, rather, of her call. I can't play that. I'm too sickened by it. She's trying to talk, saying, I think the code was 998, which means officer-involved shooting. She's saying, nine. I mean, it's horrible. And people laughed at that, and they did. So guess what? The world knows, and the world is watching, what police rhetoric can potentially do to the men and women of law enforcement who are strapping on a gun and a badge and praying that today won't be their last. This is, we all know that this is right now out of control, and these radicals and these violent anarchist scum will lose one way. It's November the 3rd, and we all know it. We've got an election to decide.
Gallagher.
I rent a lot of cars when I travel. It's a new model. The engine goes completely off when you're sitting there. Now, I don't know a lot about cars. My car has that too, and I have to push a button because I hate that incident. Because you know me. I mean, I'm leaving a big carbon footprint.
We've transformed the United States into the global leader in fighting climate change.
From the ReliefFactor.com studios, here's Mike.
I've got to go back to good old Richard a minute ago because he's a great guy. I mean, I didn't mean to take his head off, but I don't understand how – I have to remember how things can get misinterpreted on a radio show. So yesterday, I made the fateful decision to admit that I watched the NFL for about 15 or 20 minutes over the weekend. Watched a little bit of the Cowboys, watched a little bit of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And man, did you come at me. The ceiling caved in practically. People were calling, texting, emailing, Mike, you can't do that. This knee-taking garbage, disrespecting the Star-Spangled Banner, what's wrong with you? And I was defensive initially because I was saying I wanted a few minutes of normal. I'm sick of the Democrats sucking the joy out of life right now. Everything we love, they are continuing to, you better not leave the house. You better not go to a restaurant. You better not go to a movie. You better not go to school. You better not teach a class. You better, I mean, it's unbelievable. You better not watch football. And I thought, I'm watching some football. But you know what? The listeners who were correcting me are right. You're totally correct. If, listen to this, more than 15 New York Giants kneeled while the Pittsburgh Steelers stood in unison and held an anti-racism banner during the playing of the national anthem last night in Monday Night Football. Giants coach Joe Judge stood between the co-captains, Peppers and Tomlinson, and put one hand on the shoulder of both kneeling players. I'm fascinated by the coaches and the other players who stand during the anthem but put their hands on the shoulder. Why don't you just get on the knee with the rest of them? Oh, let me see. You don't want to. You want to have it both ways. You want to stand during the anthem so you can say I'm respecting the anthem, but you want to support the players who are disrespecting the anthem. I get it. That must be nice to have your cake and eat it too, huh? Giants coach Joe Judge. It's all garbage. It's nonsense. You know what? The NFL right now, with all the Black Lives Matter commercials and promos and messages and stickers on the helmets, how about leaving the national anthem alone? How about respecting our veterans? How about respecting this country? How about respecting a symbol of the United States of America for about 90 seconds? You think you can stand for 90 seconds? But you can't. All right, click. And that was the message you gave me yesterday. And that's why I just got a kick out of Richard a minute ago. Well, you became pro-Black Lives Matter anarchists. No, I did. I didn't say anything. All I was saying was I wanted a few minutes to watch football. You know what? I shouldn't take a few minutes to watch football. I'm going to use the Mark Davis rule. Mark Davis is a dear friend of mine in Dallas-Fort Worth. And Mark says, and he's a diehard Cowboys fan, if one knee touches the turf, I'm out, the TV goes off. That's my rule from here on out. So thank you for setting me straight yesterday. Thank you for reminding me about things that matter. Thank you about chiding me over my selfishness to want 15 or 20 minutes of a little football on a Sunday afternoon. Guess what? Protests can be a two-way street. You want to disrespect the national anthem and make millions of dollars running with a football? I don't mean to be crude here. Guess what? You're supposed to entertain us. All we want is a few hours of release from riots and mayhem and COVID and parades canceled and life being ebbed away. Just a couple hours. You can't do that? Well, then we can't watch you. And that's the position, as a number of you said yesterday, and I'm grateful for the message. If enough of us did it, maybe they'd wake up. Irene, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show, 22 before the hour, 800-655-MIKE is our number. How you doing, Irene?
I'm doing great, thank you.
Good.
I just wanted to respond to the thing you were just talking about of the football players. I tried to get a hold of you yesterday, but by the end of your show, you had changed your mind, and I was really grateful to hear that. But I do want to just express that those men that are kneeling for our national anthem and against our flag, that thousands and thousands of men and women have died for that symbol. But my other thing is that I really am concerned about is those men are heroes, or whatever you want to say,
sure,
to a lot of the youth of our nation.
Absolutely. They're supposed to be role models. They're supposed to be people you look up to. And young people are going to see that, Irene, and they're going to say, you know what? I'll disrespect the Star Spangled Banner, too. Enough. Fine. Turn it off. You're so right. Thank you, Irene. I appreciate it. Eric, you're up. How you doing, Eric?
Hey, Mike. Good, hey. Mike. How are you today?
Good, thanks.
Hey, listen, you know, with that Cuomo there, does the media even realize that when those get shot, we can't rush to judgment? Cop shoots a bad guy. They're out there with the protesters about racial injustice. They just jump to the conclusion that it's been a racial...
Right, the cop has to be a racist. The cop has to be a racist monster if there's a shooting involving a black man or woman. But when a black person goes in and shoots two cops in Compton, we can't rush. You're right.
Yeah, hey, they become a parody of themselves. The media, they don't even know what they're talking about anymore.
They have no self-awareness whatsoever. Zero self-awareness. Great point. Here's some breaking news about Breonna Taylor. Now, I've really been baffled about the Breonna Taylor shooting in Louisville, Kentucky. And there have been lots of riots in Louisville over her death. And I saw on ABC last night that the police just gunned her down. That's the way it's described, right? We know that, all we've heard, The police just went in and randomly gunned down this poor young woman who was, I think, an EMT or a paramedic. She's in her own home, minding her own business, right? But, of course, that isn't even close to the truth. And I kept saying, I even said this on the air, I don't think anybody even knew. What happened? Why were they even shooting? Well, there's some clarity on that issue, because now the city of Louisville is going to pay millions to her mother. And in the article about the settlement that I'm reading about, I saw some clarity.
Breaking now on the Mike Gallagher Show.
The Courier-Journal in Louisville is reporting that a settlement of millions of dollars that the city of Louisville will pay to the mother of Breonna Taylor will be accompanied by police reforms, including a requirement that commanders approve search warrants before they're put to a judge. Okay, all right, because that's all I've heard is that it was a no-knock warrant, no-knock narcotics search warrant at Breonna Taylor's home. And again, poor 26-year-old emergency medical technician. Do you know that her boyfriend was firing at the cops? It was a shootout. And this poor young woman was killed in a shootout, evidently, between her boyfriend, Kenneth Walker, and the cops. See, the media is portraying a narrative that the cops just knocked down a door and started firing and killed this poor girl as she slept in her bed. Well, I'm reading here from the Courier Journal. They were serving a no-knock narcotic search warrant at her home as part of a drug investigation. Officers broke down the door and were met with gunfire from Taylor's boyfriend, Kenneth Walker. Walker said he thought he was defending against a home invasion. One of the officers was shot. Did you know that? I bet you didn't even know that, because I didn't. One of the officers, Jonathan Mattingly, was shot in the leg. Mattingly and two other officers, Miles Cosgrove and Brett Hankinson, were placed on administrative reassignment after the shooting, and they later fired Hankinson. No drugs were found in the home. There absolutely ought to be a conversation about no-knock warrants. And of course we can acknowledge something went terribly wrong that night in Louisville. Did you know that Breonna Taylor's boyfriend was firing at the cops? And in fairness, let's be very clear here. Perhaps he did think he was being invaded. It's a terrible, terrible, awful tragedy that the police are breaking down a door, a guy gets his gun, starts firing, they fire back, and the 26-year-old Breonna Taylor gets killed. Horrible. But I don't even know that we recognize as Americans what the details were of the Breonna Taylor shooting. Now, apparently, the city of Louisville and the taxpayers of Louisville will pay millions of dollars to Breonna Taylor's mother. Perhaps that's well-deserved. I don't know. But I want to make sure you know the facts, because I kept saying over and over again, what even happened? How did Breonna Taylor get killed? And again, didn't even know one of the officers was shot by her boyfriend, because that's not part of the media message that they want you to hear. 1-800-655-MIKE, 16 before the hour. More coming up here in the ReliefFactor.com studios. Great having you here on a Tuesday, September the 15th episode of the Mike Gallagher Show.
Like what you're hearing on the radio? Download the free Mike Gallagher Show podcast and take us with you 24/7. Go to MikeOnline.com. Gallagher.
Hey, Mike, this is Jeff. I got a real quick fix for this NFL situation. The players' pay should be directly tied to attendance. If all of them, the NFL is down 30%, if all of them suddenly received a 30% cut in their pay, you wouldn't see another knee hit the ground.
a lot of attendance in football stadiums these days, although I think I saw somewhere one of the teams is going to allow some fans in the stadium. The weirdest thing about the few minutes I did watch football, the piping in of the artificial crowd noise. what a lunatic world we're living in. And enough is enough. And guess what? You got an answer. There is a solution. It's happening, 49 days? This is the most important election you will ever be decided to participate. You will ever decide to participate in. The whole country is on the ballot. Everything is up is down. Right is wrong. Good is portrayed as evil. Evil is portrayed as good. I'm so grateful to Job Creators Network, who sponsor portions of the Mike Gallagher Show. They're working with some of, the hosts all over the country with one of the biggest voter turnout efforts ever put together. Go to keepamericaamerica.com. When you wonder what can you do, that's what you can do. You'll be given tasks that can make a difference in November. You could do a little, do a lot. But do your part. I'm so, so thankful for the friendship and the support of Alfredo Ortiz and Job Creators Network. This was the campaign I was praying for. KeepAmericaAmerica.com. That's KeepAmericaAmerica.com. Michael, you're on the Mike Gallagher Show. How you doing, Michael?
Yeah. Doing very well.
Good.
I'm gonna get straight to the point.
Sure.
I used to live in Florida, and there was a no-knock warrant issued, and they went to serve it. They got the wrong house. A gun battle ensued. One of the police officers that was serving the no-knock was shot and killed. Mm. The homeowner was found innocent of any kind of charges or anything because they got the wrong house. In
right.
this case, I have to disagree with you 100%. I am not for no-knock warrants of any kind.
I get it. I didn't say anything about supporting no-knock warrants.
I understand.
Yeah, I mean, I hear you. I mean,
what you said.
Yeah, I mean, Rand Paul, for example, Rand Paul has been all about this. The Kentucky U.S. Senator from Kentucky, saying that this, I mean, he introduced the Justice for Breonna Taylor Act, which prohibits no knock warrants.
Well, that's something that should be implemented immediately.
I get it. But on the other hand, Michael, don't you think there's been a mischaracterization? Do you think most Americans know that her boyfriend was firing and shooting one of the cops? I didn't even know that.
I certainly knew it.
I had no idea. And for all we know, it may be just as portrayed. He was trying to defend his home.
That's exactly how I see it.
Yep.
Anybody can break into your home in the middle of the night and shout police, and it might be somebody doing a home invasion.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
You're right. On the other hand, I don't believe the police in Louisville just on a whim broke down a door and just decided to gun down Breonna Taylor as she slept. That's a false characterization, but that's what the media narrative has been. I appreciate your point very much. It's a good one. Portions of our show brought to you by MyPillow. I got a birthday package I'm putting together for one of my kids. Shh, don't tell him. But I'm sending him the whole works, the Giza Dream Sheets. It's my oldest son. His birthday's coming up, and I know what to get him. My pillow. This pillow is unbelievable. Everybody wants this pillow. Everybody loves the pillow. Remember the lady in South Carolina, right? Rather, Myrtle Beach? We had such a great time, and a lady comes up to me and says, Mike, I got to tell you about the pillow. And I just put her in front of the microphone. It was the neatest thing. Here's what she said.
I'm a bad sleeper. The first night I used it, I slept 13 and a half hours. And my husband said I was asleep within 5 minutes. I go to the gym every day, and I sometimes have to drag myself in there, but not anymore.
Mike Lindell promises you're going to get the best night's sleep of your life. If not, you get your money back. The pillow is made from a patented fill that he came up with over a decade ago. Right now, buy a premium MyPillow. Get the second one free when you enter the promo code MikeG. These Giza Dream Sheets in a variety of colors. They are so comfortable. They're so smooth. You just sink into these. Oh, my gosh. Buy two sets of the Giza Dream Sheets just to have, you want to have two sets of bed sheets for your home. Buy two sets, get for one low price plus free shipping. And when you buy Mike's book, which is the powerful story of his improbable life, it's called What Are the Odds? From Crack Addict to CEO. Guess what? You will be enlightened in a powerful way by Mike's story. Go to MyPillow.com. Look for the little box that says Mike Gallagher Listener Special. They gave me my own little box. It's got a picture of Gallagher and Lindell. Click on that box, and with any order you place, whether it's the pillows, whether it's the mattress topper, which is 30% off and two free standard My Pillows, 3 inches of heaven on top of any bed. You take the mattress topper, same patented fill as the pillow itself, put it on the mattress. Be sure to enter the promo code Mike G. You'll see the big savings. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. MyPillow.com, promo code Mike G. Or call 800-928-6034, 800-928-6034, promo code Mike G. And oh, happy birthday, Brian.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Promo code Mike G. Coming up, the mainstream media doesn't like the huge peace accord that is going to be signed at the White House, but you'll know all about it. Here on the Mike Gallagher Show, we'll give you the details and also some great news about COVID and a potential vaccine coming up.